A man who stopped the Colorado Springs shooter speaks out. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. When a gunman opened fire Saturday night at a gay bar in Colorado Springs, Army veteran Rich Fierro was there. First he drove for cover, but then he acted, telling Fox 31 in Denver.
Grabbed him by the back of his little cheap-ass armor thing, and I pulled him down. I think he went for his pistol. I don't know. Either way, I grabbed the pistol from him. And then I told the guy, move the AR, the kid in front of me. He was at his head. I said, move the AR, get the AR away from him. And the kid did it. And then I started wailing on this dude.
Fierro was at the club with his daughter helping to celebrate her boyfriend's birthday. The boyfriend was one of five people killed. Murder and bias-motivated crime charges are being prepared against the alleged shooter, 21-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich. District Attorney Michael Allen saying,
he is being held without bond, so he will not have the opportunity to be bonded out.
The young mother who claimed someone abducted her toddler son from their Savannah, Georgia home back in October has now been charged with the boy's murder. 22-year-old Leilani Simon arrested today after the FBI confirmed that bones found in a landfill last week were those of a human child. Chatham County, Georgia Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
We do not anticipate any other arrests in this case. She has been the sole suspect from the beginning.
The charges include murder, abuse of a corpse, and lying to police. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says it does not expect a tsunami from the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that has rocked the Solomon Islands. No damage reports so far, but in Indonesia, on the island of Java, 162 people are known dead and others are feared trapped in the rubble of buildings that crumbled in an earthquake there earlier today. In the FIFA World Cup, the U.S. men's team with a first half goal against Wales. But that would be all the U.S. could muster as they settle for a first-round 1-1 tie. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The start of the holiday shopping season rocked in suburban Boston on Monday.
Tragedy as the holiday shopping season is getting into full swing. An SUV plowing into a busy Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts. Emergency responders called to the scene less than an hour after the store opened. Several witnesses called 911 to report a dark-colored vehicle had jumped the curb and crashed right through Apple's plate glass storefront window. The SUV struck multiple people, trapping a number of them inside. First responders jumped in to render emergency treatment as soon as they got there. The driver was not among the people taken to the hospital for treatment. Investigators are looking at surveillance footage from inside the store to determine what happened. Reporting in New York, I'm Alexis McAdams, Fox News.
A federal judge has ordered former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to comply with a subpoena and testify in a lawsuit filed by the states of Missouri and Louisiana. They charged the Biden administration colluded with big tech firms to censor free speech. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey pausing executions in the state. She's ordered a top-to-bottom review of the state's execution protocol after two failed execution attempts since September. A western state giving thousands of its residents with misdemeanor marijuana convictions a clean slate.
Oregon was one of the first states to legalize recreational marijuana. And now more than 47,000 people are getting pardons for misdemeanor marijuana possession convictions in the state. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announcing the pardons on Monday, noting the removal of the criminal records will eliminate barriers for employment, housing, and educational opportunities. President Biden has called on governors to issue pardons for those convicted of state marijuana offenses. Last month, he did the same for similar federal convictions. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.